This podcast is brought to you by Ugwazi, bringing relevant mining engineering consultancy services to dynamic industry. Monday, February 16, 2009. From Krimamida in Johannesburg, I'm Dennis Ndaba. Making headlines today. On Friday, construction and engineering firm Avenge CEO Roger Jardine vowed to eradicate collusion and unethical behavior within the group. This was after announcing that it will pay a 46.3 million rand administrative penalty to the Competition Commission. The group said that it had entered into a consent agreement with the Competition Commission to settle a complaint against one of Avenge Africa's business units, Infraset. Infraset has been found by the Commission to have contravened the Competition Act. The Commission confirmed that the group had admitted to participating in price fixing, market allocation, and collusive tendering in the concrete pipes and culverts market in Gauteng, KwaZulu-Natal, and the Western Cape. Jardine explained that the penalty represented 8% of the turnover attributable to Infraset for the previous financial year, excluding the turnover for the unit's paving products. U.S. auto suppliers have submitted a formal request to the U.S. Treasury for $18.5 billion in emergency funding. This is to avoid a wave of bankruptcies and a deeper crisis in the auto industry. The request, which was submitted by two industry groups, outlined three proposals for financial relief. The proposals say the government could guarantee supplier receivables from U.S. automakers, accelerate payment terms, or guarantee commercial loans to parts companies. The Original Equipment Suppliers Association president, Neil DeCocke, said that the submission includes a request for $10.5 billion in guarantees for receivables and accelerated payment terms, as well as $8 billion in direct loans. Also making headlines, international rating agency Standard & Poor's scrutinizes the Eskom guarantee detail before making a rating call. The International Monetary Fund and Group of Seven industrialized countries worry about growing financial gaps in emerging markets. Global technology group ABB's South African unit say a robust power market will help offset the slowdown. And Nigeria may help upgrade a hydroelectric dam in Cameroon in exchange for supplying power to a remote corner of its territory. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit engineeringnews.co.za.